Welcome to Dharma Glimpses, an introduction to the profound treasury teachings of Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, taught by Judy Leaf. In this episode, Judy explores the notion of path.
Welcome. In this episode, I'd like to explore something really simple, and that is the idea of a path. Buddhism is referred to often as a path, not as a set of beliefs or a doctrine, but as a trail, a path, a walkway. And people talk about being on the path of the Dharma, the Buddhist teachings, being on the path of meditation. And one interesting thing about path is it's not a destination. It's not a starting point. It's in between. It's a movement, or it's a direction, or a guideline, or a map of a sort. When you walk along a path, you have some idea of trying to get somewhere, but you're not there yet. And unless that path is very short, you can't see where your destination is. You have something in mind. You want to get to New York, or you want to get to the Appalachians, or want to get to the ocean, but you can't see it. So there's a quality of faith that if you walk along this path, you'll get where you'd like to go. I recall a time I was on a hike trying to get to the top of Mount Sanitas, right near where I live. And it's so typical of the experience of being on a path. I walked along and walked along and sort of looking for the high point. And many times I thought, well, that's it. I think I'm near the top. But then I get to the top and there's another top that was hidden behind it. Then I get to that top and there's yet another top
hidden behind that one.
So I'm thinking I'm almost there, but then I wasn't. And I'm almost there, and then I wasn't. The other thing about a path is, oh, you have some destination in mind, like the mountain peak.
That's just a thought, a concept.
But what you're actually experiencing is the step-by-step,
one foot in front of the other,
paying attention so you don't trip over a root or slip off of
the trail,
fall down or whatnot. So just step-by-step, very ordinary, very simple, just trying to stay upright and to keep moving. Sometimes paths are well marked, and sometimes not so much. So it's also possible to go along and not be sure quite where the path is and try to figure it out or backtrack or follow something that turns out to look like the path but isn't the path at all. And if you're walking a long way, there can be points where you wonder whether I should turn back or keep going. And not all paths are really going from one point to another to get to some destination. If you're going on your morning hike, a lot of times the paths are circular. The point is walking on the path is not getting somewhere. It's going in a circle and ending up back where you started. That's another kind of path. You might be walking alone, or sometimes there are guides that direct you in the right direction on the path. And then there are those people you ask for directions and they give it to you as though they knew what they were talking about, and you end up more lost than before. And you learn a lot by walking along a path, about your own resilience, your own strengths, your own fears and hesitations. And you have a chance to encounter obstacles. If you're walking along on your path and you encounter a big tree fell across it, what do you do then? You might say, screw it, and turn back. You might try to figure out ways to climb over or find a way around, but you're confronted with challenges all the time. Path is washed out, something blocks the path. All of these are part of what being on a path is about. And basically,
encountering obstacles like that is not separate from the path,
is not apart from the path, but central to the experience of walking along a path. You expect obstacles, and you expect times when you're confronted with choices, whether to continue or whether to turn back. You might wonder, why am I going to all these stories about walking along on paths? But over time in my studies, I've realized
that the idea of a path is a
much more literal analogy than I had originally thought. It really is filled with experiences that are very, very familiar to anyone who's starting to develop a path of meditation practice or study of Dharma. Like an ordinary hike, Dharma requires effort to establish a study and practice, and your life takes effort. Persistence, maintaining some kind of balance, and dealing with
unexpected obstacles,
loss of inspiration, doubt, hesitation. But there's also a sense of accomplishment, of building resilience and strength, of finding out more about who you really are when you're alone, facing the elements, working with your body, working with your creativity, your emotions. And if you have a fixed idea of some destination, you might begin to wonder, where am I trying to get anyway? And even if you seem to get somewhere, you ask, is this it? On the other hand, you may have no clue where you're trying to get anymore. The path keeps unfolding and you keep walking along, but you have no idea how to know if you've reached your destination or not. Where is that destination exactly? Am I there yet? You may even start to suspect that there is no there. What is that there? All your thoughts about where you're trying to get can begin to crumble. And that's actually just fine. That's actually wonderful and amazing. You might even say, now you're finally getting somewhere. Thank you for joining me for this glimpse of Dharma.
This podcast is made possible through the support of the Hemera Foundation. To learn more about Judy Leaf's teachings, publications, and retreats, or to contribute to the support of this podcast, please visit judyleaf.com.